For the last 4 years, InSight, Vancouver's supervised injection site, has proven to be an important part of the solution to Vancouver's drug addiction crisis. Scientific evidence concludes InSight prevents drug overdose deaths, reduces the spread of HIV and AIDS, and moves more people in drug detox and addiction treatment. Despite the science, Prime Minister Harper may not renew InSight's legal status, which will expire on December 31st, 2007. If InSight closes, people will die. Please support a comprehensive solution to drug addiction by visiting www.communityinsight.ca. Tell Prime Minister Harper to do the right thing and keep InSight saving lives.
I've seen the needle and the damage done. A little part of it in everyone. But every junkie's like a city.
Attention everyone, this is an emergency broadcast. The unpleasant noise you are about to hear coming from your radio is not a mistake. Please do not turn off your radio, but turn up the volume on your receiver as high as it can go so that you can make the sound we broadcast as loud as possible.
Hey, honey, what you trying to say? As I stand here, don't you walk away.
Thank you. With you, or without you.
CITR FM 101.9. Broadcasting from the University of British Columbia here in Vancouver, BC, Canada, which looks beautiful from the sky. You're listening to that show known as Caught in the Red, heard here every Tuesday from 10 to midnight, and available on podcast at www.citr.ca. We started tonight's program with the Jesus and Mary Chain from their second album entitled Darklands. We heard the track April Skies because, hey, it is April after all. That was followed by the Brian Jonestown Massacre, the track Sailor, taken from a compilation disc of their material entitled Tepid Peppermint Wonderland, available on the TP Records label. Followed by some new stuff from the newly reformed Simply Saucer of Ontario, Canada. Taking You Down was the name of that track. Comes off their new disc entitled Half Human, Half Live. Then we heard several there from the Ravenettes. Their new disc is available on Vice Records, and it is entitled Lust, Lust, Lust. Something I'm sure many of you are beginning to suffer from with the onset of spring fever. The tracks we heard were Hallucinations, Lust, and Dead Sound from the Ravenettes. And finally, we heard some Killing Joke there. Almost Red, recorded by and for the Malicious Damage Records label back in 1979. And Turn to Red, the remix. Whew. Difficult day. Ever had it where someone just won't take no for an answer? I tell ya, it's enough to make you wanna crack up and fall to pieces.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood, skin and bone. We have a mind that's weak and a back that's strong. Load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. Saint Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons of number 9 coal. Well, the star boss said, well, bless my soul, you load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. Saint Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning, it was drizzling rain. Fighting and scuffling over my middle name. I was raised in the canebrake by an old mama line. It takes a hot tongue woman, make me walk the line. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. Saint Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. If you see me come, you better step aside. A lot of men didn't, a lot of men died. I've got one fist of iron, the other is steel. If the right one doesn't get you, then the left one will. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. Saint Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company
I try to write you a us her secretly. If that's how it had to end, that's how it had to end. That's how it had to end. That's how it had to end.
All right, we just heard there from a group called Restless, hailing from England. We heard a couple of tracks from their second album on the Nervous Records label. It was called Do You Feel Restless? And we heard the instrumental number called Crack Up and Fall to Pieces, and a version of 16 Tons. Guitar played by Mark Harmon, who's also the vocalist in the group, and his brother Paul Harmon on bass, and drummer Ben Cooper. Paul Harmon was eventually replaced by Jeff Bailey on double bass, and from that era of the group, we heard the song "Vanish Without a Trace," which came out on the ABC Records label back around 1985. Restless broke up a couple of years ago, but both Mark Harmon and Jeff Bailey can now be found in a new group called Loose Noose. And I was lucky enough to catch a set by Loose Noose this past weekend down at the Viva Las Vegas Festival at the Gold Coast Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, Nevada. And they were great. So, I'm taking us over to their MySpace page, and let's have an audio gander at Loose Noose. You're listening to CITR.
Like a puppet on a began to show. Love grew old and the heart went cold, and now it's time for me to go. So I'm leaving in the morning. I'll be waiting for too long, and I'll be on that hound out of Memphis town before she wakes and finds me gone.
Thank you. rocking shoes. I got a flip-flop, a bip-bop, baby. When I rock and roll, man, I really lose those blues. When I go down south, I get the blues. But now I gotta buy some rocking shoes. I got a flip-flop, a bip-bop, baby. Some rockin' shoes.
That's how long the chief's been gone, and that's a long time. 5 days, 5 days since you walked out the door. Won't you please come home? I couldn't stand 5 more. Well, the first day after she left me, I left and told my friends that she'd be home before the sun was set. Again, 5 days, 5 days since you walked out the door. Won't you please come home? I couldn't stand 5 more. Well, the second day after she left me, I started to have my doubts. I wondered if she was coming back or really had taken out. 5 days, 5 days since you walked out the door. Won't you please come home? I couldn't stand 5 more. Third day
after she left me. I started to watch at the door. Before the day was over, I began to walk. Oh, 5 days, 5 days since you walked out the door. Won't you please come home? I couldn't stand 5 more. Well, the fourth day after she left me, I really began to sweat. She should have been back days ago, but she ain't got back yet. 5 days, 5 days since you walked out the door. Won't you please come home? I couldn't stand 5 more.
2, 3, 4, 5 days
We just heard there from Dave Phillips. Dave Phillips and the Hot Rod Gang. The Trip is the name of that one. And I believe that it had Mark Harmon on guitar, who we heard there earlier with his group Restless. Saw Dave Phillips this past weekend down at the Viva Las Vegas Rockabilly Weekender. And man, what a killer diller show he turned in. The guy was completely off the hook mad. It was wonderful. I don't know if he's going to be playing a lot or what, but he's quite active in the early 80s up to the 90s, but then he sort of stopped playing to pursue an acting career, and he eventually relocated from England to New Zealand and basically dropped off the scene for quite a while, but he's turned in this astounding performance at Viva Las Vegas, and it looks like there's some gigs upcoming for Dave Phillips. We heard some stuff from his first group, a band called the Blue Cats, who are active in the late 70s, early 80s. I think they were originally called the Blue Cat Trio, then that was shortened to the Blue Cats. We heard stuff from their first album, which came out on the Rock House Records label, recorded in Holland back in August of 1980. The tracks we heard were Southbound Blues, Boogie Up Roar, and a cover of 5 Days, 5 Days. The Blue Cats were heavily influenced by Gene Vincent's Blue Cats, and it's evident in their sound and their look. The band consisted of Dave Phillips on vocals and upright bass, Carlo Edwards and Steph Edwards. Steph Edwards, the twins, I believe. I think they were twins, at any rate. On guitars and drums, respectively. And Clive Osborne on saxophone. Great stuff. All right. Also, down at that weekend, I saw a rockabilly artist from the 1950s by the name of Laura Lee Perkins. The thing is, at these festivals, they always find, go out and dig up some old cats who were around back in the original era and get them to come on and do a show. And sometimes it works out really great, and other times it works out not so hot. So, with Laura Lee Perkins, who I had never seen before, I don't think she gigged up until very, very recently or even did this show, I went into it with an open mind, thinking, expecting nothing, basically, because it's never good to be expectant, because you could be disappointed. However, she came on and completely belted it out, and it was fantastic. One of the highlights of the weekend, that's for sure. So what I'm going to do now is going to play some of her old recordings that she did back in the 50s for the Imperial Records label. This is Laura Lee Perkins with Don't Wait Up. You're listening to CITR.
Put a light in the window, don't wait up for me. me, baby. Kiss me, sweet. Sweep me, baby. Off my feet. Ooh, the moon is out. Ooh, the stars are out. Ooh, I'm gonna shout. Kiss me, baby. Kiss me now. Show me, baby. Show me how.
this, they got ears for that. They're a hip on this, and a Billy Dick Bat. Crazy man, crazy when a cat sings a song. He's out of this world, man. He's real gone on cat dog.
Cat dog.
Yeah, cat dog.
Cat dog.
Well, it's moving around, baby, it'll get you down. I used to stand on the corner in the big zoot suit, whistle at the gals and hide your touch. Well, it's different now, just ain't the same now. The holler man, check that fine brown frame. It's cat dog.
Cat dog.
Yeah, cat dog.
Cat dog.
It's moving around, going from town to town.
Hey fellas, let's get together and compose a song, man. Rock and roll, that stuff is in style today. You know, last night I was lying down sleeping. I heard mom and pop in the room talking. I heard mama say to papa, say, let that boy rot because it's in him and it's gotta come out. I sneaked my shoes on and went down by the avenue to a place they call Jimmy Swain Club. And when I got there, man, you know what they was doing? I heard a lady in the corner, she went like this.
Everybody rock, rock, rock. 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 Rock, everybody 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 rock.
Yeah. left a river of whiskey, and I was a diving dog. Well, I would dive to the bottom, there would I come up. Well, I could have had a legion this very old thing.
Looking way out across the field. Yes, I was standing in my kitchen, looking way out across the field. I thought I heard my little Geneva call me. Watching the rain begin to fall. Yes, I was standing at my window, watching the rain begin to fall. I want to see Geneva so bad this morning. May she is my all. Behind the tree. Yes, I was standing in my door, watching the sun go behind the tree. I want to see Geneva so bad, so bad. Right now I'm on my bended knee.
All right. We just heard two different artists with the first name McKinley. We just heard their McKinley Morganfield, better known as Muddy Waters. Two tracks recorded for Chess, of course. Little Geneva in Rollin' and Tumblin' Part 1. Fantastic stuff there from Muddy Waters. And we also heard the other McKinley, namely McKinley Mitchell. Rock Everybody Rock was the name of that one. It can be found on the Sin Alley collection. Fantastic stuff. What is that from? Sin Alley Volume 4, I think. And before that, we heard Lou Williams with Cat Talk. That was recorded for the Imperial Records label back in, I think it was 56. Also recording for Imperial back in the 50s was Laura Lee Perkins. We heard three of her sides. We heard Don't Wait Up For Me, Kiss Me Baby, and Come On Baby from Laura Lee Perkins, who I saw this past weekend down at Viva Las Vegas, and man, she was great. She really belted it out there. I tell you who else I saw in Vegas who was also great, although I saw them at the House of Blues, not at the festival itself, as I went to see X at the House of Blues at the Mandalay Bay Hotel and Casino. Man, they were fantastic. You know, I was watching them and I thought, you know, the X were and are really, truly one of the truly great bands of the world. You know, they're just as good as the Rolling Stones or the Doors or any of those really better known great bands. I feel that X are definitely right up there. Partially because when they were doing the songs, it was like every song was fantastic, and I'm sure they could have played a bunch more of their material, which would have been equally great, but they have so many great songs. If they did them all, we would have been there for hours. Fantastic stuff. So they played this track, and I'm going to play it for you now. It's one of my faves. You're listening to CITR. Whoops.
Stars in the night from the dark.
time. If this occurs again, you compromise. I swear there ain't no one that's borderline. You say hello, I cannot hear you, time to say goodbye. They got a dirty creeper, nowhere to get my scene. Swear that there ain't no way, get a fire right to dream. Things are different, lines blur black and gray. You got the guts to stick it out in your ways. Your work that ain't good can mess up and make up. No room for fluff, just trying to work you up. That's what I said, they got a dirty creeper. No place to shovel sweeper. And concrete avenues, nothing ever sounded so true.
It doesn't matter if you're gonna crash. Live to die.
All right, there. We just heard from the last of the Bad Men, punk rock supergroup consisting of the Godoy brothers on guitars and drums, and Dennis Tech of Radio Birdman. They played at Pat's Pub back in, was it January? And are appearing again in May at the same venue. They have their record out. It is entitled Ride. And the tracks we heard were Creeper and Full Pipe. Definitely check them out. The Last of the Bad Men. And before that, we heard X from the album Under the Big Black Sun. We heard the track Riding with Mary. All right, just have just over 10 minutes left on the show. Last week, I was playing some Alien Sex Fiend out of the vinyl vaults. And this week, I'm going to do some more. This is not coming to you on 7-inch. This is not coming to you on 10-inch. This is also not coming to you on 12-inch. It's coming to you on 11-inch. Yes, Alien Sex Fiend released an 11-inch single back in the year 1984. And we're going to hear the B-side. You're listening to CITR.
Baby. so I said specimen.
Yes, 11 inches worth of Alien Sex Fiend. Going to finish off here with Roy Loney. Catch you all next week for another edition of Caught in the Red.
Got a raw deal, baby, raw deal, baby, baby, wanna lay right down and fall, baby, baby, got a raw deal, baby, raw deal, baby, baby, raw deal, raw deal, raw deal, raw deal. I thought we had it all, I thought we had it right, I thought we had it made, I thought we did it fine, go farther than I've ever been, oh brother, was I taken in? Baby, raw deal, baby, baby. Well, I feel about 2 feet tall, baby, baby. Got a raw deal, baby, raw deal, baby, baby. Raw deal, raw deal, raw deal, raw deal. I bought into the plan. I bought myself a suit. I started eating fruit. I thought that we were growing strong. Oh, man, could I have been more wrong? Got a raw deal, baby, raw deal, baby, baby. Let's fall against the wall, pretty baby. Got a raw deal, baby, raw deal, baby, baby. Raw deal, raw deal, raw deal, raw deal. Got a raw deal, baby, raw deal, baby.